Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Yes, we are happy. We are again going to be spotlighting and celebrating our youth. Well, today is Sunday, July 31st, 2022. We're broadcasting live from the rather hot city of Atlanta. Again, we are going to be spotlighting our young people. This is our celebration of our youth, part two. Stay tuned. Since the name of this show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I always want to start by answering that question, since that would be the proper thing to do, right? Etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England, you know what they did? They copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know what? Kudos, kudos, kudos goes out to Charles I and II. Excited about that. Well, once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen. If you did not have an opportunity to hear our show last week, it was, we celebrated our youth, part one And I tell you, we had some phenomenal youth on last week, and we are going to continue our conversation for the simple fact we didn't have an opportunity to get everyone on. And so we do have space for you. You can give us a call at 404-414-5458, 404-414-5458. Or you can send us an email message, and you can simply send that email to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Okay, so if you know of a youth that we need to spotlight, certainly let us know. You can either call us, have them call us, or if you are a proud parent, grandparent, step-parent, auntie, godmother, godfather, you can call us and let us know as well, okay, or reach out to us. We'll be glad to listen to what you have to share about the young person in your life, okay? All right, so I am going to bring back on my my co-host from last week. If you were with us last week, then you know that he is a scholar and an entrepreneur and a junior pilot. But I'm going to tell you a few things that you didn't know about him, perhaps. We didn't talk about this last week, but his name is Joshua Chapman, and Josh's favorite Black history character is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He admires King for his putting his life on the line to dismantle racism and discrimination in all its forms. Josh's favorite quote is by Booker T. Washington, which is, "Success awaits patiently for anyone who has the determination and strength to seize it." Josh is active at his church, known for assisting others in need, and for just kind of being a chill person. And, of course, in the fall, Josh will be an incumbent senior at Pike High School in Indianapolis. He is currently searching for colleges, and he's asking God to be with him as he does so. Let me bring back on Josh. Happy Sunday, Josh. How are you?
Hey, Cousin Donna. Happy Sunday to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to be here for part two of the show.
I am so glad you have returned as well. And really, really excited again. And I'm not sure what kind of feedback. There's some kind of feedback we've got going on. I'm not sure. You're not flying right now, are you?
No, I'm not. How is that? Is that better?
Okay, try again. Let's see.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, can hear you now. Yes, it sounds clear right now. I certainly want the clearest connection possible because I know that you always have, you know, something wonderful to say. And so listen, first of all, what do you think about the show from last week? We had some phenomenal youth, including yourself, right?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think the show from last week was filled with a lot of positive energy from youth that have either started businesses or from youth that have done some extraordinary things throughout their community.
Absolutely. And guys, just in case you did not have an opportunity to hear the show, we had entrepreneurs and authors, in addition to, of course, Josh with your many talents and gifts that you shared with us. We even had an 11-year-old entrepreneur as well. And so, and we just, you know, send kudos out to all of the youth that we had on. And I want to, certainly I did not have a chance to address any of the comments that we received on last week. because we had so many youth, and I tried to get on as many as possible. So, and of course, we know for those of you who did not have an opportunity to hear us last week, of course, the reason I'm doing this show is because a lot of times, you know, youth that are doing positive things, they don't seem to get as much mention, you know, or media time, if you will, and they don't seem to be spotlighted as much as we hear about youth that may have, you know, gone astray and are not doing, you know, things that are as positive. And, you know, those youth that really need to be guided back on the right path, okay? So, but what I wanted to do with these episodes is to be sure to be able to give some wonderful time to these young people who are doing, you know, they're really focus and they really are doing some great things. And so that's why we ask, you know, you guys can certainly call in and join us, 516-418-5894, send us a message. And we've actually received several. And I do want to, I know in pulling those, I wanted to just kind of figure out the order. We usually try to, like, we try to make sure that we can actually address them somewhat of the order in which they came in, okay? Well, here's one. First of all, it says, Ms. Donna, kudos to the young people you've spotlighted on your show. An 11-year-old lemonade stand owner, author, scholars, a pilot, and others. I'm looking forward to hearing who's on part two. I am a retired school administrator, and it is so crucial that we take time to lift them up. Great job. And this comes from Dr. Brayberry in Decatur, Georgia. Dr. Brayberry, thank you so much for that that message, and thank you so much for listening. And you are absolutely right. It is imperative that we lift up our young people. So very, very important to do that. I'm going to go ahead and start picking up some of our callers, Josh, and I will identify you by the last four digits in your telephone number, and you will know that I am referring to you, okay? So we're going to pick up the first one. It is last four digits is 2312. Again, that is 2312. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, I am just so glad that you have joined our conversation. You're a youth, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And what's your name?
My name is Jaden Quarles.
Hi, Jaden.
Hello.
Yes. So Jaden, so tell us a little about yourself and perhaps what you've been doing and what you aspire to do in the future.
Okay. My name is Jaden Quarles. I've played baseball for 11 years now, and what I want to do in the future is be an electrician.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you say you played baseball for how long?
It's been 11 years.
Time. That's very good. And of course, we know, you know, sports certainly contribute to one being disciplined, right? And having discipline and being a team player too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And so what about, I know you said you want to be an electrician in the future. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right, so my dad is an electrician. My parents are electricians, and my dad has his own business, and I work with him. I work with him. Sometimes in the summer mostly in the summer. That's where I have most of the time to work with him. And I'm catching along pretty good.
Wow. So right now, how old are you, Jada?
I am 14. I'll be 15 next year.
Wow. So you're 14 years of age, and you're already training to be an electrician. That
yes,
is
ma'am.
Absolutely. Oh, that's phenomenal. That is absolutely phenomenal. Hey, Josh, what do you think about that?
I think that is, I think that's pretty cool, especially to know what you want to do at such an early age, like 14.
Thank you.
Mhm. Wow. And of course, you know that. And you said both of your parents are electricians, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Yeah, that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And so your business plan is laid out already, huh? She said your dad owns a business, which is your business too, right? And I'm sure at one point that you'll take over that business, probably, right?
Yes, ma'am, because he's going to get older. I'll take over for him.
Wow.
Keep it going.
That is cool. So you can keep it, yeah, keep it going as he gets older. Yeah, that is absolutely wonderful. Just very, very proud of you. And I'm sure, I know you said you work with him a lot during the summer, but and I'm sure you're learning a lot, you know, having additional time, you know, during the days through the summer months. So I just think that is wonderful. So I know you have to be very focused and on point, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that is wonderful, Jaden. And I'm sure your parents and grandparents, I'm sure they're very proud of you. That's amazing. I'm so glad that you called in this year with us about that, because I think that is wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. They teach me a lot.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that is absolutely great. And do you have siblings?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you younger or older than you?
They're younger than me.
Younger? Okay.
She's nine.
Sister? She's nine?
Sister.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I bet she's smart too, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And what's her name?
Her name is Madison.
Maybe it's Madison. Okay. And didn't know if I don't know if Madison wants to join us as well. I know we had an 11-year-old on last week. And guys, just in case you're joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking to youth. We're celebrating and spotlighting youth. So we're listening to some of the things that they are doing and some of the, you know, some of their future goals. And so, of course, Jaden has told us that his future goal is to be an electrician, and he is actually training and working in that field right now in a family business. And, yes, Jaden, so I didn't know if your sister wants to share. I don't know.
Let me ask her.
Okay, you can. Yes, we don't want to leave anyone out, and we will certainly do want to encourage our young people. And actually, they're never too young to begin encouraging. So that's what's so very important.
Okay, I have
can never be too. I'm sorry?
I have her here with me.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Well, hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm so glad to speak with you. I know we just spoke with your brother. And so would you like to tell us what you would like to do, or what are you doing maybe? I know your brother said he played baseball and he's studying to become an electrician. And so tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like to do is spend time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
And I do dance.
The dance?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. So are you taking dance? You're studying dance? Taking dance classes?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite type?
I don't really have a favorite type.
Okay. Oh, you don't? So you like all of them?
Yes.
That's excellent. That means you must be really talented, right?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Well, do you know what you want to become when you grow up?
No.
That's okay, because you're only 9, so you have plenty of time to figure that out, right?
Yes.
Very good. Well, we thank you so much. It was nice talking to you, too, okay?
It was nice talking to you, too. Bye.
Bye now. And I hope you and your brother, Jaden, I hope you both have a great evening, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Josh. Well, it
yes.
is never too young. You know, one's never too young to be encouraged and to, you know, at least think about what it is that they enjoy doing. So certainly wanted to give them a chance. We're going to continue. Let's pick up another call, guys, and we do have room for you as well, 516-418-5894. I am going to go to the last 4 digits. And the phone number is 8997. 8997. Let's see if I can connect 8997. And again, I will ding yet, and I will. Okay, let's see. I will circle back. Extension 4612, extension 4612. Last 4 digits, 4612. Okay, no problem. We'll circle back as well. They may be listening. Okay, so let's try the last 4 digits, 3382. The last 4 digits. 3382. Hello.
Hello. I'm just tuning in a little late. I caught the last gentleman who wants to be an electrician, and I thought I heard Josh. Is that Josh the pilot?
Yes, it's Josh. Josh, you there?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I want to congratulate him on his accomplishments. I was really impressed when I got a text that he was going to be doing a solo flight, but that's so impressive at his age. You know, there's so many things we can do. There's so much we can learn in this, as we call it, the information age. You know, there's so many things that you can learn about, and but not only do we learn about them, but for those that are putting these things into practice, and those that have the support of their family and friends is very important, because, you know, I can recall back at a time when I was younger. I'm 58 years old, but they'd have certain career days at school, or, you know, where they'd have people come in and talk to you, professionals, and so often it was that folks say, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or a fireman and so many other things. Those were aspirations. We saw them on TV. But now with the information age and the internet, we have so many more resources. And, you know, for any parents or any parent figures, you know, there's an opportunity to learn so much about so many different career paths, and also to have the tools to know the right, you know, way of getting to from point A to point B, how to, you know, is again, as I mentioned Josh, and I was just so shocked when I got a text message about him doing that solo flight, and we prayed for him. But I'm like, wow, how old is he now? But again, it's nice. it's good to encourage the youth. It's good to see them doing those things. And for the last caller, talked about working with his parents, as, you know, learning about becoming an electrician. I think when you get your feet in, get your feet wet at an early age, you usually learn the business side of things too. And it's just good to see these young people doing this. So that's all I want to do is thank and congratulate and to encourage the, again, parents to help your kids reach their goals and aspirations. And, you know, there's a lot of talent out there. So I thank you for listening.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Wonderful comments. In fact, what I want to do for those, just to be fair, for those who may have not had an opportunity to hear the show, the first part one episode, I'm going to ask Josh, we're going to, on the other side of the break, we're going to take a break in just a second. But Josh, I'm going to ask you to just talk a little bit about, because I'm sure if people are listening for the first time, they're not quite sure what's going on with you taking a solo flight. So what I'm going to do when we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk about that just for a little bit. Then we're going to go back to the phones and also pick up some more of the messages. But yeah, I certainly would like for, you know, the audience today to know exactly what we're talking about, especially when we're talking about youth and we're talking about a solo flight. So I bet people are thinking, what? In case they weren't with us, okay? So we're going to do that on the other side of the break. And, guys, we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. You still have time that you can get on the conversation as well. The number is 516-418-5894. You continue sending messages to etiquetteladies at gmail.com, okay? And we will be right back in just a moment. Don't go away.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Do you have youth who will be entering college or the workplace for the first time? Are they a little nervous about the process of interviewing? Coaching with Ms. Donna will help to calm their fears and build their confidence. They will learn both verbal and nonverbal presentation skills needed to impress the interviewer or college recruiter. Quick, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com to set up a free discovery session. That's MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Click Coaching and then Contact to complete the Let's Work Together contact form and hit Submit. Ms. Donna is looking forward to hearing from you. Again, go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com, Coaching, Contact, and complete the form for your free discovery call. Ms. Donna is empowering you to communicate comfortably and confidently in any setting. Hannah Michelle's dream was to become a published author by her high school graduation date, and she did. Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle is a book written by a young girl navigating her way through life and expressing her emotions through her poetry. This book addresses topics that we will all experience, such as acceptance, racism, and grief. Beautifully Imperfect was written to remind readers that although life has its trials and tribulations, we are all indeed beautifully imperfect. Go to Amazon.com, type in Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle to secure your copy today. Again, go to Amazon.com, type in Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle and secure your copy today. We are all beautifully imperfect.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
We are back, and yes, it is a celebration. We're celebrating our youth, and you still have time to get on as well, 516-418-5894, and I will be answering some of the, email messages that you guys have sent, and also just kind of taking the time to go through some of those. I do want to read one right now. Then we're going to go to Josh so he can just sort of bring guys up to speed on what people are inquiring about. Ms. Donna, thank you for taking the time to celebrate our young people. You are right. They get a bad rap a lot of times, and all kids are not bad. Thanks for spotlighting the good ones. Dawn, this comes from Dawn and Alpharetta, Georgia. Thank you so much for that, Dawn. Absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely trying to make sure that we, you know, spotlight the children who are really focused and are certainly, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. Very, very important. Let me go ahead and bring Josh back to the front here. Josh?
Hey, Kevin Dowd.
Okay, hi, Josh. Now, for those who may not be familiar, and I want to make sure that everybody is kind of up to speed on what's going on when they have missed a prior show. So kind of talk about what you had an opportunity to do this summer and so that everyone will kind of be up to speed, okay?
Yeah. So over the summer, I had a chance to, and it was just crazy because before the last show, the show previous to that show, I was coming on and I was sharing kind of like a testimony that I was given a scholarship to get my private pilot's license over the summer at a flight school. And the last time that I called and co-hosted the show, which would have been last week, I had just completed my solo flight, which all it is taking off from an airport, doing 3 takeoffs and 3 landings all by myself in the plane, and then landing the plane back down. And so that was what I had previously completed doing. And so last week was just to kind of highlight that, in addition to highlight some of the other youth that have done extraordinary things at their age in their communities.
And I'm sure people are wanting to know, how old are you?
Sure, 17 years old.
Okay, so everyone, so yes, he is 17 years of age, and you heard that right. he did fly a plane. So I said that is absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And also, you know what, I received a message. It says, Miss Donna, can you please ask the teen author where she got the courage to believe she could write a book? I can't wait to hear her answer. I want to write a book, and I am 14 years old. This comes from Daisy. So if her name, you may have just heard her commercial run, Beautifully Imperfect, by Hannah Michelle. And would love to have Hannah just kind of reach out and so we can talk to her, so you can share with Daisy where you got the courage. She has where she got the courage to believe she could write a book. And let's see if, and yes, we did say that. She wrote a book, and let's see if we can find Hannah. All right. Hello? Hannah?
Can you hear me?
Hannah? Okay, now we
can.
How are you, Hannah? Yes.
Good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Doing well. And I'm not quite sure. And everyone, we apologize, but we're having some kind of technical issues with the show, but those are things that can happen when you run live. So we are going to move right on. Okay, so Daisy wants to know from you, Hannah, and where you got the courage. But what is really neat that she says is the courage to believe, because that is a really good point. Because first of all, we have to believe that we can do something, right? Before we can really aspire to do it. So we have to believe it. So Hannah, I'll let you answer that question.
Well, at first it was kind of like a hobby. So I would say to start with that, just have fun with what you're doing and make sure that you're enjoying it. But what really made me believe that I could publish it was my friends and my family. I had a few people read what I had so far to give me their opinions on it and for me to see how they thought about it. And a lot of people were saying that my writing was very good. And so with that and the fact that I wanted my writing to help people or just help describe things that people have been through, I mustered up the courage to start the publishing process. I will say it was very nerve-wracking because of the kind of poetry that I wrote and the fact that most parts of it were just bits and pieces of my life that most people that were close to me really didn't know. So I will say it's very scary, I'm not going to lie, but in the end it's very rewarding, especially if you have friends and family that are supporting you throughout your journey and give you like good advice and tips and things like that. So I will say a lot of my courage came from my friends and my family. It just takes a lot to just reach out to people and tell them, hey, this is what I want to do and I want to know what you think about it. But that was really 90% of my courage came from my friends and my family. So it's just a matter of asking people like how they feel about what you're writing and if they think it's good or not. A lot of the time you have to get like an honest, well thought out opinion. And you have to be the kind of person that can take constructive criticism, because people will say, I don't like this, you should change this, you should do this instead. But at the end of the day, it's your decision, and it's what you think is best, and it's how you want your writing to be.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I hope that certainly helps you, Daisy. And it is a wonderful book as well. So, yeah,
and I do
want to
say,
you know,
I wish you luck with your writing, because I will say writing is very therapeutic for me, and it's like kind of like an outlet. So I do want to encourage you, if you want to publish a book, you definitely should.
Very good. And Hannah, tell them how old you are, too, please.
I'm 17. I will be 18 in 5 days.
Oh, wow. Well, happy early birthday to you. Wow.
Thank you.
So, a published author at 17 years of age. So that is absolutely remarkable. So thank you for that. And I'm sure that encouraged Daisy and others that are out there as well. So thank you so much for that. And I'm looking at a message here. It says, I admire the youth that are focused and successful, but it would be great if we could hear from their parents or grandparents. I welcome advice. My kids are only 6 and 8, but I want to prepare them as best as possible. And this comes from Kennedy Myers in Detroit. Kennedy, that's a great point, and we talked a little bit about that last week. In fact, that yes, you know, with children, I mean, it takes a village. And actually, Hannah just mentioned a little about that, how she, you know, that's kind of where she received her courage from, was her, you know, from her family. And so if you are a mother or grandmother, godmother, or someone who has encouraged and pushed your child, please give us a call, 516-418-5894. Kennedy from Detroit says that she would welcome advice, and her kids are 6 and 8. And yeah, and so, and that's what's important too, is that, you know, when we share, you know, some advice, or when we share nuggets, because none of us know everything, right? Parenting is a job that, you know, most people, when they become a parent, there's no handbook. There's never been a rule book. You know, when you have the baby in the hospital, and I talk about this a lot on our parenting programs, that when you leave, you know, you may leave with a car seat, and the hospital may give you some, I don't know if they're still doing this anymore, but formula or something to leave with. But generally, you do not receive a handbook. You know, parenting is pretty much on-the-job training. So that's why it's so important for us to be able to share tips. And even if you have encouraged or spoken, you know, into a child's life, that is very important as well. Because, you know, all of that is so important as we continue to come together and to our youth. You know, that is very, very important. So if we have any parents or grandparents or just whomever would like to give us a call to share, you know, Kennedy would certainly appreciate it. And, of course, you know, it takes discipline and focus. And oftentimes, yes, you do have to continue to encourage your child and affirm them. That's very important. I can say that is, you have to affirm your children as well. Josh, let me ask you a question about that. You know, you've done quite a bit. We know that what you have accomplished at an early age of 17, you know, it's taken a lot of dedication. It's taken a lot of focus. Tell us about the role, your support role of your parents. It's a really, you know, that's very, very important.
Support role cannot have been any better, Cousin Donna, because, you know, your parents can be behind you 100%, but it's really you that's doing most of the work. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you can have your parents saying, good job, Josh, keep going, but it's really you that are going to face those trials. It's really you that are going to face those tough times. And so having a supportive parents to say, hey, I've been in that situation before. This is where I've been at. You know, this is how I recommend you get out of it. Or, hey, here's some advice I have for you. I see that you're struggling. Or, hey, you know, just a heads up, you're doing pretty good. You know, remember to take a break, get back at it tomorrow, the other day. Just having that support is just part of the gasoline that fuels the fire behind me to keep on reaching my goals and to keep on inspire me and motivate me to reach everything that I want to reach.
Absolutely. And so you guys, you did, you know, hear it just firsthand. And it takes courage. It takes discipline. It takes focus and drive. And I'm sure, you know, there are some things that you may have wanted to go do, Josh, and hang out with your friends, but you knew that you couldn't do that because you were focused on making sure that you are achieving the goals that you have set for yourself. And so, and we know that, you know, we do have gifts and talents, but we also know that the anointing to do what we do comes from God. So, and we all, you know, understand that, especially on this show. So, you know, we know we're not lone rangers and we can't take all the credit, right? And just like I said when I was reading the other part of your bio, you know, you're asking God right now for direction on, you know, what college that would be best for you to attend. And so, and I think that is absolutely wonderful. Here's one. It says, and then we're going to come back to the phone lines while we still have just a few more minutes left. One, it says, "Hi, Miss Donna, our family's on vacation, but I did want to shout out my two children. Their names are Kelly and Miguel Mack. They are 12 and 16. Both are on the honor roll, and they both have perfect attendance. Their mom and I are very proud of them. Thanks for your encouraging programs. By the way, we've been listening to your show for the last 4 years. Keep up the great job, and happy belated birthday, Miguel Sr. In Jacksonville, Florida." Miguel, thank you for that. Thank you for you and your family listening. And, yes, thank you for shouting out your children, Kelly and Miguel Mack. Congratulations. Guys, for being on the honor roll. That is absolutely wonderful. And, of course, and also perfect attendance. You know, we certainly can't skip over that. So we want to certainly say that kudos goes out to you all for that as well. So, okay, so here I'm going to go back to the phone. And in case you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? We're celebrating our youth. This is part two, as we celebrate and spotlight some of our youth, and we ask that you would do that as well. So I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. You'll know I'm speaking with you. Extension 4914, or the last four digits is 4914. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Miss Donna. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And to respond, I happen to be the very proud and prayerful parent of Josh Chapman. I wanted to respond in terms of my perspective to those things that are important with respect to driving our children to be the very best that they can be. As a parent of this day and age, we absolutely have to seek the will of God for our children. We have to lift them in prayer each and every day and ask that God would bless their direction and give anointing as to the appointment that he has in store for them. Something else is very, very important, and I take this from the book from Peter and Isabella Briggs. They are responsible for the Myers-Briggs Personality Assessment Survey, which many individuals are familiar with. Peter and Isabella Briggs are also PhDs and have done a lot of research with respect to behavior in children as well. And one of the things that I've taken from them that has been extremely important, I think, in terms of growth and development of children, and that is to push your child to their limit. Do not compare your children to other children, but rather push your child to their limits. How do we determine their limits? By determining their interest, by determining their affinities, what they do well in, what they excel in. And then there's another psychologist that individuals may be very familiar with, and his name is Dr. Kwang Jifu out of Chicago. And he informs that many children of color are precocious, even more precocious than many of the majority persuasion in the ages of 1 through 7, but we lose the edge because we don't continue to challenge our children. We don't continue to cultivate and to sharpen their edges. And while it's a good thing to, while it's always a great thing to compliment our kids and to praise our kids, by the same token, we have to hold our children responsible and accountable. We have to hold, we have to give them opportunities to be challenged, not just compliment them. Dr. Kwanjibu says that after they reach age 9, they're still so accustomed to being complimented and praised that when it's time to work and when it's time to stretch, there has been a lost segment of the lifespan because they're still looking for compliments and praise when it's time to work. And as a result of not having been challenged previously, there's a challenge in understanding that sometimes there's not praise unless there is work. Then finally, I'd like to share that having worked with youth, including our men's ministry, we also had a program called a Young Men's Academy. And that academy, we focused on three things that were design and training model, IRA, initiative, responsibility, and attitude. Initiative is when, of course, when we teach our children to take the initiative, not to wait to be asked to take on a task, but take it on because somebody's watching how you handle that. Make a difference. Responsibility, those things that come automatically that one is assigned to do, those things that you know that you have to do, starts, of course, with making up your bed, picking up behind yourself. What about the pleasant commonalities? May I, thank you, please. These are responsibilities to which we use not only as a standard, but should hold our children responsible and accountable for. And then finally, accountability. The A in IRA is accountability, holding our children accountable. I've always stated that when there is the implementation of IRA, initiative, responsibility, and attitude, if our children don't find the opportunity, someone else will present the opportunity to them because they have demonstrated good initiative, good responsibility, and I'm sorry, I said accountability, but attitude. There always must be a good attitude behind everything that you do. As an executive, I'm a human resources professional. We're looking for individuals who demonstrate initiative, responsibility, and good attitude. Good attitude means that everything is not going to always run the way that you think it may run, but how you negotiate that lets me know how well you'll do in problem-solving situations, how you analyze, and more importantly, how you get along, how you're able to interface with others. So at any rate, with that in mind, I am absolutely appreciate the caller's transparency in asking for things that have worked. I, as a parent, did the very, very same thing myself. And then one final piece I might mention in conclusion, don't listen to everybody. You, in the final analysis, you have to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord and in your sight in terms of what is in the best interest of your child. Stay very closely connected to your children. Understand that they'll reach a point where they do have their own judgments and their own the right and the voice to be heard. And not only do we praise children for their accomplishments, but also my son will tell you that equally as important as the accomplishment and the achievement is recognizing the effort. Every effort does not always go recognized. Every effort may not have the opportunity to appear on the Miss Donna Speaks show, but it is no less important than the individual who has still extended themselves and who has worked hard. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., if you're a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper that you can be. Sweep streets is the same way that Michelangelo, Donatello, or Leonardo painted canvases. At the end of the day, we need to expect excellence from our children and commit them to the Lord daily. Thanks a lot for this opportunity.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm sure some of you out there were probably saying, now, if I knew I was going to receive all of this information, I would have some note-taking devices now. But because, oh, my gosh, I really, really thank you so much for just pouring out all of that information that is going to help our children. That is absolutely wonderful. And I do want to say, and I'm thank you for mentioning, because I try to get parents to understand that if they're doing the right thing, they're doing the right thing and they are putting in the effort. And so I certainly wanted to, you know, make sure that the parents knew that. In order to, you know, be recognized and highlighted, you had to do some grand thing. I mean, we know that every 17-year-old is not going to fly a plane. We know that every 17-year-old is not going to write a book or have that desire. But just things like, I'm so glad with the one parent also shared about you know, the children being on the honor roll, the children just having perfect attendance. So I'm glad you just kind of brought me back around to that, is that, yes, that is so important. And one of the points you made that I really want to stress, and I've always stressed, is recognize the effort. I remember when my son was little, and, you know, when they play sports, especially when they start playing sports, they usually start playing organized sports at 4 or 5 years of age. And oftentimes, you know, what I saw a lot of times is the parents, you know, kind of really getting on the kids that they didn't win and blah, 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 and why didn't you do this? But my thought was always, did you do your best? And if the answer was yes, then that was good enough. Now, if you didn't do your best, now there's an issue with that, because everything you extend yourself to do, you want to make sure that you extend yourself all the way and do the best that you can. And so I really thank you for that. And like you said, you know, not just praising them for, you know, the great things, but praising them and recognizing that effort. And guys, I know that he went through these really quickly. The best thing for you to do, which I will do as well, go back and listen to the show in its entirety, because they are all archives, okay? So you'll be able to go back and listen to part one. You'll be able to go back and listen to this show. I am so grateful for what you shared. And I know, you know, and this has been probably the third or fourth time that Joshua has actually co-hosted this show. I think he may have been 9 years of age. I think, Joshua, if you're still there, I think you were maybe 9, I think, and you were on because, yeah. So definitely we have to recognize, you know, the gifts and talents in our children, and certainly, you know, we want to push them. And so, wow, I don't see a better way to wrap up the show. Joshua, do you have any parting words you want to offer? So we see now, Joshua, that, you know, you are, how you are and why. Because as your dad mentioned, you know, the steps that he has particularly taken to continue to push you. And when you're pushed and encouraged, then generally, you know, we have those positive results that unfold. And so I don't know if there's anything else you would like to add to that or not, as we have about 2 minutes and then we'll be closing out.
Yeah, I would just like to say that for, you know, once again, as for any youth that are listening right now and are didn't get a chance to share what they're doing, just to keep on doing what you're doing. I definitely go back and listen to the show, listen to the archives, just so, you know, whenever you get down, go back and listen to the archives so that you can get that motivation to continue going and to not give up. But those are my parting words for the show. Once again, thank you for listening in, and thank you, everyone, for calling, and thank you for your questions. And I wish everyone a great night and great success with anything that you decide to do.
Thank you for that. And Teresa, I don't want to ignore your message here. I think it was covered, but I do want to acknowledge it. She has, hi, Miss Donna. I did not hear the entire show, but I believe your co-host is a junior pilot who flew. I know he is scheduled to co-host again. How was this possible? He's a youth, right? My grandson is 12, and he is interested in becoming a pilot one day. By the way, thanks for what you do. This is from Teresa from D.C. So when I had you actually, Josh, go back and kind of, you know, talk about how that occurred. So this was a message that came a little early on, even though you've pretty much covered it. Teresa, I just wanted to, out of respect, make sure that I read that. And thank you so much for sending it. You guys, thank you so much once again. Oh, gosh, this has just been absolutely wonderful. And it's just been a delight to talk about our youth and, you know, and to encourage them. And even youth that are, you know, that you actually come in contact with, you engage with, that may not be, you know, on the right track. It's our job, really, is to try to encourage them to get back on track. See, what can I do to help you? Okay, so, you know, we don't want to, for children who, you know, get off track, and we don't want to have to say, oh, man, they messed up, and it's never too late. So if we can all come together, because it does take a village, to help them to get back on track, to encourage them, a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, because we certainly do want to encourage more than what we discourage. And next week, we're going to start our back-to-school series. In the southern region, I know for sure that it is back-to-school time already. And so every year, we like to have back-to-school episodes that we, you know, just take the time to talk to administrators or those who have worked with youth and just kind of what to expect and to encourage them as they return. So we'll be doing that next week. Certainly would like to speak with some parents as well to see what the anticipations are about this. But listen, I certainly want to applaud everyone that reached out to us. And I want to applaud the youth as well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This, again, has been just a wonderful, wonderful show. And, Josh, I certainly thank you and applaud you for returning and taking the time to return to come back. And so, you know, this show is all about inspiring and encouraging and uplifting. And so that is my that's my goal and my prayer, if you will, that when you listen to this show, that you have been encouraged and you have been inspired and, you know, you've heard some kind of a nugget that is going to be able to inspire and encourage you, okay, and to move you, okay? And again, like I said, thank you so much for supporting our show. Those of you that tell us how long you've been listening, I certainly do appreciate that. Don't take that for granted at all. If you have a topic or any type of an etiquette topic or just whatever you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know, and we'll see how we can make that happen. We appreciate it so much when you tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make a world a polite place to live. We know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. This happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. If you've been listening to me more than once, you hear me quote this every week. And it comes from Proverbs 3:3. And I like someone asked, what exactly does that mean? Well, never tire of loyalty and kindness. So in other words, just be kind to people, okay? And sometimes you want to extend kindness to people. I mean, for example, you might speak to someone. They may not speak to you back, but it's okay. They could be having a challenging day or anything like that. But, you know, you can speak to them again or ask them, is there something that you can maybe help them with and to encourage? And my definition of encouraging someone is just taking, you know, some of your courage and just extending it to them, okay, and to encourage them with that, all right? And listen, remember the golden rule as well. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you all for when you contact the show and for your comments, and we certainly do appreciate it. Don't take that for granted, all right? We will talk again next week. Good night, take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.